This is Bible Basics, Study 4-5, The Resurrection. The Bible emphasizes that the reward of the righteous will be at the resurrection, at the coming of Christ, 1 Thessalonians 4:16. The resurrection of the responsible dead, see Study 4-8, will be the first thing Christ will do. This will be followed by the judgment. If the soul went to heaven at death, there would be no need for the resurrection. Paul said that if there is no resurrection, then all effort to be obedient to God is pointless. 1 Corinthians 15:32. Surely he would not have reasoned like this if he believed that he would also be rewarded with his soul going to heaven at death. The implication is that he believed the resurrection of the body to be the only form of reward. Christ encouraged us with the expectation that the recompense for faithful living now would be at the resurrection. That's Luke 14:14. At his return, Christ will transform our lowly body that it may be conformed to his glorious body. That's from Philippians 3:20-21. As he now has a literal bodily form, energized purely by spirit rather than blood, so we will share a similar reward. Those who have died and decomposed to dust will awake and sing, so says Isaiah 26:19. At the judgment, we will receive a recompense for how we have lived this life in a bodily form. 2 Corinthians 5:10. Those who have lived an unspiritual life will be left with their present mortal body, which will then rot back to dust, whilst those who in their lives have tried to overcome the unspiritual mind with that of the spirit will reap from it a harvest of eternal life, we are told in Galatians 6:8, in the form of a spirit-filled body. There is ample further evidence that the reward of the righteous will be in a bodily form. Once this is accepted, the vital importance of the resurrection should be apparent. Our present body clearly ceases to exist at death. If we can only experience eternal life and immortality in a bodily form, it follows that death must be a state of unconsciousness until such time as our body is recreated and then given God's nature. The whole of 1 Corinthians 15 speaks in detail of the resurrection. It will always repay careful reading. 1 Corinthians 15:35-44 explains how that as a seed is sown and then emerges from the ground to be given a body by God, so the dead will likewise rise to be rewarded with her body. As Christ rose from the grave and had his mortal body changed to an immortalized body, so the true believer will share his reward. Philippians 3:21. Through baptism, we associate ourselves with Christ's death and resurrection, showing our belief that we too will share the reward which he received through his resurrection. Romans 6:3-5. Through sharing in his sufferings now, we will also share his reward. Carrying about now in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. That's from 2 Corinthians 4:10. He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your immortal bodies through his Spirit. Romans 8:11. With this hope, we therefore wait for the redemption of our body. Romans 8:23, through that body being immortalized. This hope of a literal body reward has been understood by God's people from earliest times. Abraham was promised that he personally would inherit the land of Canaan forever, as surely as he had walked up and down in it. Genesis 13:17, and for that listen to study 3-4. His faith in those promises would have necessitated his belief that his body would somehow at a future date be revived and made immortal, so that this would be possible. Job clearly expressed his understanding of how, despite his body being eaten by worms in the grave, he would, in a bodily form, receive his reward. My Redeemer lives, and shall stand at last on the earth, and after my skin is destroyed, in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold and not another. How my heart yearns within me. And that's Job 19:25-27. Isaiah's hope was identical. My body shall arise. That we see in Isaiah 26:19. Very similar words are found in the account of the death of Lazarus, a personal friend of Jesus. Instead of comforting the man's sisters by saying that his soul had gone to heaven, the Lord Jesus spoke of the day of resurrection. Your brother will rise again. The immediate response of Lazarus's sister Martha shows how much this was appreciated by the early Christians. Martha said to him, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day." That's John 11:23-24. Like Job, she did not understand death to be the gateway to a life of bliss in heaven, but instead looked forward to a resurrection at the last day. So compare Job's at last. The Lord promises, "Everyone who has heard and learned from the Father, I will raise him up at the last day." That's John 6:44-45.